world just isn't ready. It's your girl Drea Love on a beautiful day out here in San Diego. Enjoying myself, driving to go get my car washed. And I was just, you know, I look at all the people walking on the street. There's so many people that live on the street, but so many people on the street. It's just an insurmountable amount of people that are out there these days. And it's, you know, not something any of us can ignore. And, yeah, I'm just looking at the loneliness level of people and thinking about being alone. Because ultimately we are alone, but we're not alone. So let's talk about that, being alone. And the wrapping your head around the fact that you are actually alone, but you're not really alone, but you really are alone. If you can get me on that. So where I'm at with that is that, you know, okay, so let's just say that I remember, like, when I had relationships before, like romantic relationships, like when I was married. You know, you feel like you're, quote, not alone because you have your partner and they're always supposed to have your back and they've made this agreement to have your back and you're not alone. And you always have somebody you can count on, or at least that's the agreement, right? When you have a partner or you're married or, yeah, that's the agreement, that you're not alone. So you somehow feel, let's just put in air quotes again, better. Because you're not alone. So, even the people that are with people, though, you know, we, let's just say, okay, how do I approach this? Okay, so we get with people, and then we decide if we do or don't agree with their stuff, and with their plight, and with their story, and with their stuff, and if we want to intertwine their stuff with our stuff. And if we do, how much of our each of our stories are the other one going to buy, co-sign on, maybe not say out loud we're co-signing on, but basically that's what people do when you're in relationships. We each have a big fat set of bullshit, and each of us decides if we want to deal with each other's stuff, and dependent on how that person acts, interacts, handles things, handles life, what we're benefiting from the relationship. We make choices on what we want to keep depending on what that relationship looks like and what it offers us. So, and then relationships go away. Okay, so we think we have these people in our lives and they're here to support. And then all of a sudden something happens and your support goes away. And you're like, what? Huh? Like when I got actually sick with lupus and fibro, got my diagnosis. 6 months later, my husband's like, I don't know if I want to be married. That was like the biggest shock ever, and I don't know if other people could see it. I know my youngest son knew, but we all were pretty shocked to feel like we weren't a unit anymore. And well, I guess the only person other than my ex-husband, because he was planning his strategy on getting out. And so it was very interesting. Again, all of a sudden, oh my God, I'm alone again. Or, oh wait, I'm not alone, I have my kids. Or, oh, they're not young anymore, so I don't have responsibility. But are you alone, or do you wrap yourself around the identity of, oh no, it's me and my family. I have them. They take care of me, I take care of them. Like, mentality speaking. And I know I'm running around a lot of topics in terms of relationships and being with people and what we're counting on each other for and being alone and what we're co-signing on, but they all really have a lot to do with one another if you just hang with me for a minute. So what that looks like is like, okay, so when my relationship went away with my husband, you know, like I went into a state of not knowing who I was. Because I didn't have my patterns, I didn't have my support, I didn't have the systems that I was used to working in, you know, the, like, taking my kids to school, the being a wife, going to work, just doing the regular things that I did for over 15 years. And I didn't know who I was per se, because I was not that mold anymore of who I was. So all of a sudden I was, quote, alone again. So I spent some time trying to figure out what that looked like for myself, and then had a fiance for 3 years. And then I, you know, you partner up with people because you want a partner, because you want love, because you want support. Support feels lovely. Love feels lovely. But then it's interesting because after a certain period of time, we end up with sets of patterns and habits that each other has. And then depending on how good or not so good your communication is, you know, you can end up with some things in place that maybe not be healthy. And I think that's what happened to me. I think that's what happened to both of us. And I didn't quite understand it at the time, but I do now. I've definitely got some better perspective. Because I think where we landed is we were both unhealthy because of our old patterns, not because we wanted it, because we were genuinely, genuinely trying to create new patterns that were healthy and good for us and good for our children and good for everything. But still tweaking off of divorces and very unhealthy relationships and still having to deal with those so closely, it, it can become confusing, and it feels confusing, and I remember that very much so. So ending up in a relationship where, you know, I don't know, I wasn't where I wasn't, because I was happy, I was absolutely in love, but I think the patterns, he was reading things, and I was falling into patterns, and I don't know, I don't think I really understood where we were going, but now I see where we went. And I see how we got stuck in a lot of patterns very quickly that maybe weren't the best for us. And again, not on purpose or anything, just because of those were old patterns and those were things that we were used to. And they were history that we were used to. They were familiarities. And, you know, it's actually even funny. Speaking of familiarities, and how you go to one that has a pattern like another, like my ex-fiance's ex-wife, her and my ex-husband. So both of our exes both came from the same city, and I think they were a day apart on their birthday maybe. So we had both been dealing with very similar personality types. So you talk about going into a pattern of not loneliness. We both entered into each other's arms after relationships that were very similar in a lot of what we went through, because we had very similar people we were dealing with. And it was interesting how the universe gave us to each other and had us learn how to get out of the mindset of our old relationships and try to get healthy. I don't think it totally happened. You know, we're not together, but I see how it was trying to happen, but the old patterns kind of mess with things. So anyhow, neither here nor there, but so here I am again. Spent 3 years with him, and I'm going to say quote unquote alone. Well, I'm without relationship by choice, by complete choice. Because of these patterns and these habits that we continue to repeat, should we not take the time to clear and be cognizant of them and, open our eyes up to what's really happening and, choose to make different decisions for ourselves, to get healthier. And it's very conscious choice. It's a long process, and it's something that you must do with some time to yourself. And so that's what I was given again. I was given more time. I didn't want it, but I was given it. So here I am with more time. Let's see. And redefining myself again after another relationship breakup. Because again, what did I start this off with? We're all really alone. So as I was trying to build myself on these relationships and what I thought I was, who I thought I was, who I thought I was supposed to be in these relationships, instead of just being who I was, I didn't understand it necessarily. Actually, no, my last relationship, I was who I was. I was who I am. I think that it just became too much for him, but I know I was who I was. I was who I am. I can't even talk. But coming into the mentality that we're alone, and here I was again, and I moved, and I had to figure it out again, because ultimately, again, we are really alone. So, you know, it actually feels good though, because I felt like I needed to figure it out for myself. I felt like I hadn't been figuring it out for myself, and I felt like It's something that was necessary for me to do to get to level up and to be able to give myself what it was that I needed, that was next in my life. Because now I have myself, me for myself. I know I can do it. I know I can live on my own. I know I don't need anybody to define me. Sure, I'd love somebody to love, but I'd also love somebody I can talk to and can meet, you know, intellectually on and can talk about a lot of things with. And, I don't know. It takes a lot for me. It takes a lot for me. So I'm just not simple anymore. And I just am very understanding of where I'm at. And as we find out that we really are alone, and that's okay, because everybody's alone. And if we all realize that we're really here for one another too, but we must define ourselves first and then figure out next, then it doesn't become so hard. We can depend on each other for help, but not for definition and not for who it is that we are. But again, we've got to take that single journey to ourself, from ourself, by ourself first, and not just do it, but do it in the right mind frame. Because if you go through it and you're not in the right mind frame, then you can't process through what you need to process through. We need to have some time to have some conversation with God so we can figure it out what it is that we haven't been hearing. Because most of the time when we're in relationships too, we spend all the time hugged up and loved up and curled up, and we don't spend a lot of time listening to spirit. And that's a very important part in our lives, that we do spend time listening to God and who it is, trying to find out who it is that we're here to be and who it is that we're trying to come into. And when we're always up in someone's ear, it's not always the most convenient or easy thing to do. Then you've got relationship dynamics and it turns into a lot of other things. So, you know, again, just being okay with being alone, not wanting that forever, but understanding it is me I owe myself to. And that's the first gift I give to myself. And then from there, the world is at my fingertips. I don't need anybody. I want somebody. I want friends. I want partners. I want people that add to my life. But I am okay by myself. I can do this by myself. I am completely capable of everything I want by myself. I am a manifesting machine. And all I have to do is take the power within my own hands. So I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to be worried that I can't do it, or concerned with old things and just that I haven't done it before. I know I can. I've proven it to myself at this point. So I hope that this has given you an opportunity to shed some light just on the idea of being alone and the idea that it's okay to be alone, and it's not a problem. It's not a bad thing, and it can be healthy. And maybe it's something that you should think about as well for yourself. Please like, comment, subscribe, download, and pass on to somebody who you know could use a good word. Check my website out at DreaLove.com. Blog, podcasts, readings, appointments, socials, and plenty of resources. In and with love. It's your girl, Drea Love. Thanks for listening to me on this Perspectives podcast with your girl, Drea Love. I love that you're hanging out with me. If this brought you any healing or helped you in any way at all, I would just ask that you please share. Just send this to one person that you know this would help get through something. And of course, rate, review, and subscribe.